digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
There's an IRK splinter cell trying to smuggle weapons-grade uranium into the city.
Just read the threat assessment.
Look, I need you to shut down all bridge and tunnel traffic into the city.
Where are you going?
There's only one way for them to get in.
Across East River.
That's right.
CTU was just hit by an EMP. All of our systems are down. It's a real mess.
Where's Jack?
I think he might be in some kind of trouble. We need to find him.
We need to get CTU back online as soon as you can. Once you acquire Jack's position, you can direct me to him.
I have a fast way to get us back online. They won't listen.
Then you need to make them listen, Chloe. Do what you have to do.
Frank Hanum, senior engineer at the New York field office.
I hope that you're here to help, because we can damn well use it.
You're going in through the CLR processor?
That's right. We can create a brand new subnet.
That'll take forever. I think I can create a workaround. Why not tap directly into the trunk line? What I'm suggesting will be a lot faster.
I'm here to clean up your mess. You need to leave.
You get out. Get out!
We've got power to calm.
Load the rods into the Zodiac. It'll be short work once we get the rods across the river.
The vehicle is coming.
Wait until the SUV's in the range, then take them out.
Get out! Now!
I've got two men leaving the dock in a boat! They're carrying a box the right size and shape for the rods, Jack!
Jack takes a high-velocity bullet to his Kevlar vest and falls. Renee kills the shooter. Renee and Cole run to Jack.
Jack, I got through to CTU. They just got back online. NYPD sent in choppers. We still got a real good shot at finding them.
Oh, God.
I know you're involved in that robbery, Ms. Walsh.
What? You are out of your mind.
I'm not leaving here until I know the truth.
Dana fells Prady and then strangles him with a length of cord. She phones Samir.
CTU's back online.
I know. There are helicopters searching the river. They're getting close. We're going to need your help getting clear.
I will get you out of there.
Stand by. I'll call you in a few minutes.
The following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Helicopters sweep the river, behind which rises the twinkling New York skyline.
You have grade 3 level bruising. You sure you don't want any painkillers?
They're wrapped tight. They'll be fine.
I can't know if the ribs are broken without an x-ray. You should see a doctor. Any more stress could cause the lung to collapse.
Trust me, they're not broken. Thanks.
You're sure you're okay?
I'm fine. Where are we at with the fuel rods?
We found the Zodiac partly submerged in the river near 11th Street. Empty. The rods are in Manhattan, Jack. It's not over yet. CTU doesn't think we're more than a few minutes behind.
Who's running the ground op, Cole?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to contact Chloe. Get her to download archival photos from 11th in the river. Have her date him back 15 minutes.
Okay. Fire it up! I want you ready to go as soon as we've got a target.
The helicopter pilot adjusts his controls. On the wharf side sits the metal case which held the rods.
Sir, just spoke to a witness who said he saw four men unloading the contents of a metal crate into a yellow cab. He didn't get a plate.
Chloe, can we roll back satellite?
We can now. NSA just rerouted them. I'm logging onto their server now. This is from 1 minute ago. I'm rolling back in 30-second increments. This is from 6 minutes ago.
Find them in real time, Chloe. Arlo, alert NYPD. Dana.
Right here, sir.
Contact Hazmat and Nest teams. Get them mobilized.
Right on that.
Almost there, sir.
Okay, I'm live. Suspects proceeding west on 14th Street.
Cole, did you get that?
Yes, sir, on the move.
Dana speaks low into her mobile.
They've located you on satellite.
How far away are they?
Not very. Hold on.
NYPD confirms they have units on the way.
How far out?
10 blocks, coming from the north.
Head to the south.
Turn left.
Suspect just turned south on 7.
Got it.
Cole swerves spectacularly. Samir speaks into his phone.
I hear sirens, hurry up.
Just a second. I'm inserting the machine code now. Just get ready. Satellite will be disabled for 30 seconds. On my mark.
Dana surreptitiously and maliciously keys something into her computer.
Go.
What happened?
Trunk line just went out.
Get it back. Cole, we just lost picture. Last known location, 7th and Waverly.
Copy that.
Cole pursues. The cab takes a right.
Where are you now?
on Hudson heading uptown again.
You'll run into 9th Avenue. You'll be able to blend into cab traffic there.
Samir drives on up an avenue which is indeed teeming with similar yellow cabs. At CTU, the snowy screens resolve back to pictures.
We're back up. Cab's gone.
Find it!
Scanning. Arlo, help me widen the grid. You take west of 7th, I'll take east.
Widening it now.
Anything?
Not yet.
You, Chloe?
No, we were out for 30 seconds. It could be anywhere.
Cole, we're back up, but we lost him.
I'll have NYPD cordon off the area.
You have them check every garage, warehouse, loading dock. They must have pulled in somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Get me the president.
Are we clear?
Yes.
Good. We're moving the weapon into place as soon as it is assembled. I need you to send me NYPD patrol patterns and checkpoints.
As soon as it's safe.
That's not good enough. I need them now.
My instructions were to help you, not jeopardize my cover. I will call you back when I can.
Madam President, I'm afraid I have bad news. Despite our best efforts, the terrorists have gotten the nuclear rods into Manhattan.
How good is your intelligence? Are you sure?
We are, sir. In fact, we had a visual on the suspects until a few moments ago.
What happened?
We lost them. We're launching a multi-agency search in the area we think they're in.
That you think they're in? Will you be able to find them or not?
We're doing everything in our power, Mr. Kanan, but right now I don't have an answer for you. Madam President, I'm sorry to have to tell you this. I can no longer guarantee the safety of Manhattan.
How the hell could this happen? CTU had one priority, to make sure this didn't happen. It's unacceptable.
Mr. Hastings, I want you to consider the entire resources of the government at your disposal. Whatever help you need, we must find those rods.
I understand, Madam President.
We also need to prepare for the worst. I want all branches of local law enforcement ready to respond to an imminent radiological attack.
Yes, ma'am.
Ethan, set up a situation room and assemble the national security team.
Kanan leaves. Taylor turns to Rob Weiss.
Has President Hassan been evacuated from the UN yet?
He will be shortly, but as of right now, he's still at the UN.
Get me Jack Bauer.
5:07. Jack talks into his comm unit.
Yeah, but how long was the satellite down? What, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, Jack. Odd we lost the feed just as we were closing in on the target.
Who was running point at CTU?
Chloe O'Brien. You know her from before, right?
Yes.
And you trust her?
With my life.
Mr. Bauer, I have President Taylor for you.
Cole, I've got to call you back. I've got the White House on the line. Hello?
Jack, it's President Taylor. I'm calling to ask you a favor.
Anything, ma'am.
President Hassan and his family are being evacuated from the UN and brought here, and I would like for you to supervise that operation.
With all due respect, Madam President, I think it'd be much more helpful staying in place here with CTU. Besides, the Secret Service is more than capable.
Well, that may be true, but I'd feel a lot better knowing you were on the job. Jack, in light of the threat to New York, President Hassan's role in securing a lasting peace is more crucial than ever. I need him safe.
I understand, ma'am. I'll leave for the UN immediately.
Thank you, Jack. I'll see you when you get here.
Yes, ma'am. She wants me to supervise Hassan's evac to McGuire Air Force Base.
All right, let's go.
Renee, I need to do this on my own.
We're not going through this again. I'm coming with you. End of discussion.
Renee walks away decisively. Jack, powerless, follows her. 5:08. A metal roller door is raised to allow Samir to drive the yellow cab through and up a ramp into a large workshop. Men sit around welding. One applies decal logos to a white van. Samir crosses slowly to the bomb maker.
Do you have the rods?
In the trunk.
Where is Ali?
He didn't make it.
I'm sorry.
Taryn will take his place as driver. How long before the device is functional?
All we have to do is load in the fuel rods.
Taryn? Get ready to leave. I want to place the bomb as soon after I talk to the president as possible.
Taryn's eyes darkly follow Samir as he walks away. He turns and looks back to where the bomb maker kneels to inspect the fuel rods. Taryn no longer seems to be a willing part of the plot. 5:10, end of part one. Part two, 5:14, at the UN building. A lift door opens and Jack walks out, closely followed by Renee. Both purposefully cross the foyer.
Is your name O'Connor? Jack Bauer.
I know who you are, sir. I've been briefed by Command at McGuire. Ms. Walker?
Agent O'Connor.
We're cleared for a subterranean evacuation. The feeling is that President Hassan will be safer underground in the event of a radiological attack.
Agreed. How many agents?
There are 7 Secret Service, including myself, 2 of Hassan's internal security, and now you and Ms. Walker.
What's the time frame?
10 minutes. There's a service tunnel that runs parallel to the path lines leading into New Jersey. We're just waiting on the vehicles now.
I'd like to see the exact route.
Of course. I have the maps and evac protocols in the conference room, but President Hassan is asking to see you first. He's in the council chamber.
Fine. You two get started. I'll be right back. Excuse me.
Jack crosses the foyer. Hassan's men open the door to the conference room to admit him.
Sir.
Mr. Bauer.
President Taylor wanted me to supervise the evacuation of you and your family to McGuire Air Force Base.
So I'm told. And I'm glad for it.
How long will it take for you and your family to be ready?
You're ready now. My wife and daughter are in the residence awaiting your instructions.
Give us 10 minutes, and then we'll evacuate you and your family through a service tunnel under the building and straight on to New Jersey.
And here I thought I would be leaving the United Nations today, at the head of a peace march down Fifth Avenue.
My president still thinks that might happen, sir.
I hope she's right, Mr. Bauer.
Me too, Mr. President. Give us 10 minutes.
Jack leaves Hassan looking very thoughtful. 5:16, a cabinet meeting at the airbase.
We need to talk about a response, Madam President. I've prepared 3 retaliatory strike scenarios against targets inside the IRK.
Do I need to remind you, General Brucker, the Islamic Republic is an ally?
You don't. But what good is an ally if its citizens can attack us on their own?
Madam President, a call's come into the White House switchboard from a man claiming to be in possession of the nuclear rods. He wants to talk to you.
Do we believe he's who he says he is?
Confidence is high, ma'am. He's offered details of recent events that no civilian could know, plus he's on an anonymous ICC channel that's scrambled and impossible to trace.
Put him on speaker. This is President Taylor.
Good morning, Madam President. This is going to be a short conversation.
Who are you and what do you want?
You know I have the fuel rods. You know I got them into Manhattan. What I want now is to convince you that I have no desire to harm innocent Americans.
And yet you're threatening them with a bomb.
Actually, a radiological dispersal device, Madam President, capable of contaminating 40 square blocks under the dense radiation cloud.
Any attack on the United States will prompt a retaliation against your country.
I would expect nothing less. But you should listen to me. What I'm asking for is simple. Turn over President Hassan.
What?
He's a traitor to his people and must stand trial for his crimes.
That will never happen.
You have exactly 1 hour to change your mind. Mr. Woods knows how to contact me. Madam President, the clock starts now.
40 square blocks, how many people is that?
Between 100 and 150,000.
Rob informs CTU of the threat, but the ransom demand stays in this room. Tim? Call up the New York Guard to support first responders and have the military police execute an evacuation plan.
Yes, ma'am.
Madam President.
What is it, Rob?
Well, I'm just going to say it. We should consider the alternative.
What alternative?
We have an out here. I think we should take it.
You mean give in to the demand to turn over President Hassan?
No, one man is worth the lives of tens of thousands. And you know what? I bet he would agree.
Madam President, are we really having this conversation?
Doesn't it deserve a conversation?
Not unless you're intent on destroying our moral authority. This country's unique place among nations, maybe forever?
As opposed to what? The irradiation of all those people? Real businesses, real homes, uninhabitable for 100 years or more?
Taylor, Kanan, and Woods all register stunned shock at this suggestion.
Madam President, I agree. Giving up Hassan is wrong, but a 40-block wasteland at the heart of New York City is unthinkable. This country would never be the same.
The country would crucify us if word ever got out that this could have been avoided.
Now we're talking politics, for God's sake.
We're talking about the primary role of government, any government, which is to protect its citizens.
It could also escalate, Madam President. They attack us, we attack them back. The entire region could be drawn into the conflict and destabilized.
Excuse me, General, but weren't you the one just advocating for a retaliatory strike?
Well, in the military, we like to talk about facts on the ground. Well, they have changed, Madam President. Now we have a viable option.
Viable? Is that the sense in the room then? That surrendering President Hassan is somehow viable? In the first place, the people who are offering us this deal cannot be trusted. How do we know they won't detonate the bomb anyway? Secondly, President Hassan is a guest of this country. He is my partner in peace. And I will not sell him out to the very terrorists that we are determined to defeat. And finally, caving to any terrorist demand weakens this nation immeasurably. Now, we have 60 minutes to find these bastards, and I believe we will. But if we don't, and the worst happens, we will deal with it. We will pick ourselves up off the floor and deal with it. Why? Because that's what we do. Americans don't stay down. We rise up together in times of crisis. We carry on. Is that clear?
Taylor's own eloquence has got her to her feet. The rest of the cabinet all stand in deference. She rakes the circle with an emotional gaze.
Start the calls, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
Taylor heads out under armed military escort. The general and Weiss appear discontented. 5:21, at CTU, Dana approaches Chloe.
Chloe, I need an updated list of road closures and checkpoints.
I thought Arlo was interfacing with NYPD.
He is, but National Guard units are on their way. So are teams from FBI New Jersey. I want to know where the holes are so I can plug them.
I'll forward it to your screen now. Thank you.
Chloe glances at Dana as she walks away. Dana pulls out her phone and calls out.
Yes?
It's me.
Do you have the roadblock information?
I'll have it for you in 5 minutes. Did you speak to President Taylor?
I did. Her response was as I anticipated. But as the time pressure builds, she'll change her mind and give up Hassan. I'm certain of it.
What if she doesn't?
Then we'll strike a hard blow against the city. Either way, the peace process dies.
Samir has by now crossed to the van, in the back of which the bomb maker is sliding the final piece into the device.
It's ready.
General Brocker crosses the room to Rob Weiss.
I don't have time to deal with these anymore.
Mr. Weiss.
Thank you.
Can I have a word?
Certainly.
I thought Secretary Cannon's point was a good one. If we simply turn Hassan over, we risk damaging the good name of the United States.
What are you suggesting?
A third way. Covert action in which we deliver Hassan to the terrorists but make it look like they took him hostage. Two birds, Mr. Weiss. We spare New York, and we preserve our reputation in the eyes of the world.
I admit I'm intrigued.
But?
It'll never fly. You heard the president. She won't go for it, not in a million years.
No, of course she won't. The question is, will you?
Weiss pauses and then turns to Brocker.
I'm asking for your cooperation, Mr. Weiss. For the good of the country.
Well, even if I agreed to help, it's too late. Hassan's already on his way here.
No, it's not. A wet ops team was mobilized in the event of a strike against the IRK. If you get me Hassan's exact route, I can redirect them to intercept his security detail.
I don't have access to that information. It's being handled through the Secretary of State's office.
Well, then we just have to get it from Mr. Cannon.
It's sedition, General Brucker.
Are you familiar with the fourth Nuremberg principle? If the orders of the president are legal, it is our moral obligation to disobey them.
And you think they are illegal?
The president is letting her idealism get in the way of her responsibilities as commander-in-chief.
It's hardly the same thing.
Well, you don't think so? With the fate of an American city in the balance, the primary role of government is to protect its citizens. Your words, Mr. Weiss. It's time to decide whether or not you meant them.
Weiss stares back at Brocker, now really under pressure. 5:24, end of part two. Part three, 5:28. Cole continues driving through the city. Hassan waits in the conference room. At CTU, Dana sits at her screen. Arlo stands talking to another CTU employee. Chloe sends the NYPD information across to Dana.
I need everyone's attention. The White House just received credible intelligence that the terrorists we've been tracking plan to detonate a radiological device in New York City in less than 50 minutes.
Chloe casts a worried look across at Dana.
All of us in this building have friends and family who live in the city. We know we are bound by law not to warn them. But we also know it is still in our power to protect them. We are their last line of defense. That is our job. That is what we will do with every second of every minute we have left. Starting now, go back through all your leads. Appeal to your sources one more time. Find that bomb.
Hastings walks back towards his office. The staff of CTU resume work with redoubled vigor. Chloe glances again towards Dana, who with icy calm forwards the NYPD information to Samir.
I just heard from our source inside CTU.
Based on the roadblocks, Amsterdam is closed off, but there's a potential target area just to your left.
You'll be avoiding NYPD checkpoints to the south and west.
All right. Turning.
Can you park in that block?
Yes.
Good. The fallout radius will include a good part of the Upper West Side.
I'll wait for your call.
Taryn, wearing a dark baseball cap and a very troubled expression, slowly drives the white van along a Manhattan street towards a parking place. 5:31. Rob Weiss and General Brocker slip together into a spacious office. Brocker pulls the blinds across the broad glass front wall. Weiss circumspectly opens up a laptop on the large desk. He enters a password.
How many men on the detail?
11. Hassan's own security, Secret Service, and two former agents, Jack Bauer and Renee Walker.
Why is Bauer involved?
The president trusts him. And believe me, he's not someone to be taken lightly.
Well, he's up against an elite team who'll have the advantage of surprise. Bauer and his people don't stand a chance.
Brocker holds out a memory stick. Weiss hesitates and looks at Brocker.
The loss of life is regrettable, Mr. Weiss. No one feels this more keenly than a soldier who's led men into battle. But right now, we don't have a choice.
Weiss accepts the memory stick and transfers the data onto it from the laptop. Kanan enters the office. The pair look very shifty.
Ethan.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were with the president.
I was. What are you doing in here?
Well, I asked Mr. Weiss to pull up the latest White House readiness protocols, and he couldn't log on from his computer, so we were trying from yours.
Kanan spots the memory stick. He looks suspiciously at Weiss.
I was also reviewing President Hassan's itinerary to see if we could facilitate a military escort.
Brocker walks slowly round so that he is between Kanan and the door. Kanan steps towards him and then stops.
Open the door.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Mr. Kanan.
Then get out of my way.
Brocker does not budge.
Rob.
Ethan, listen.
No, you listen to me.
I think I have a pretty good idea what's going on here.
Sit down, Mr. Kane, and there are some things you need to know.
There sure as hell are. But I'll stay where I am, if you don't mind.
Ethan, do what he says. Sit down, please.
Go ahead.
I said go ahead.
Jack leads the escort. Brocker pounces on Kanan.
Give me your phone.
General.
Get your hands off of me.
Wait.
This is beyond madness. The two of you will spend the rest of your lives in prison.
Maybe, Mr. Kanan. But my guess is that one day the country will thank us for it.
Kanan stares at them in disbelief.
Rob, I'm begging you. Don't do this. Don't betray your president.
Rob Weiss seems close to tears. Kanan starts to look unwell.
Ethan. All right. Ethan.
Kanan collapses.
My God! Ethan!
Kanan pulls out his pills but spills them.
Oh! Okay. Ethan, here. Call a medic.
We call for help. The first thing he does is get word to the president.
He's having a heart attack. We can't just do nothing.
We didn't do nothing. You gave him his medication.
It's not working.
I realize that you two are close, but this is not an emotional decision. This is a tactical one. We wait to acquire Hassan before calling an ambulance. Understand?
What if he doesn't make it that long?
We have to pray that he does.
Weiss, who has placed a pillow under Kanan's head, is beginning to look like someone who is in too deep. Brocker fixes him with his dispassionate gaze.
All right?
All right.
The Hassan's escort lead them along a tunnel. Renee turns to Hassan.
We pick up the service tunnel under 3rd Avenue. From there, the trip to McGuire by convoy is less than 30 minutes.
Thank you, Miss Walker.
Jack, up ahead, calls out on his mobile.
Secretary Kanan, this is Jack Bauer. I can see on my phone that you just tried to call me. Please call me back as soon as you can. Thank you.
CTU.
This is Bauer. Patch me through to McGuire Air Force Base.
Yes, sir.
Brocker talks on his phone.
How far are you from an access point into the tunnels?
A tough-looking soldier checks his screen.
Based on what I'm looking at, less than 2 miles.
With security details already on the move, can you get there in time?
Yeah, if we haul ass.
And the ambush happens where?
At the vehicle, sir.
Remember, the objective is President Hassan. Do what you have to do to take him alive.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you. Have him call me back as soon as possible. Renee. Secretary Kanan tried to call me. Now he's not answering his phone. The operator at McGuire's Air Force Base can't find him either. Something's not right. Keep your eyes open.
5:36. 5:41. Weiss tends to Kanan. The army unit drive urgently. The escort arrive in a long vault.
Hold up.
We set?
Yeah, the vehicles to transport the Hassans are 200 meters up the tunnel. There's a section we couldn't get by.
Agent Dalton, stand by. We are bringing the family down now.
Is she walking?
Yes, sir. All clear.
Get the family. Let's go.
Our SUVs are a short hike up the tunnel. Stay together as we move towards them.
Operations.
This is Bauer. Pass me through to Secretary Kanan.
The army unit observe them covertly.
Here they come.
Is Hassan with them?
Yes.
Masks on. Take positions. Wait until the target's in the kill zone. Remember, we need to take Hassan alive.
The army watched the Hassan's SUV through binoculars. Rob Weiss has got the perspiring Kanan up onto a couch. He checks his pulse. He turns nervously at the knock.
Secretary Kanan?
Just a minute.
Weiss gets up and, picking up his jacket, slips it on as he walks slowly towards the door. He takes a deep breath and then opens up.
Yes, what is it?
Excuse me, sir, but Jack Bauer's calling for Secretary Kanan.
Well, the secretary is busy with me right now.
I understand that, sir, but Mr. Barrow's persisting. He says it's very important. He's holding on line one.
All right, thank you. I'll take care of it.
He closes the door. 5:42. He walks over to the desk. He leans over the phone, steeling himself to pick up.
Jack, hi, it's Rob Weiss.
Sir, we're in a service tunnel under...
I'm sorry, you're breaking up, Jack. Can't hear you.
I said we're in a service tunnel under the UN. We're evacuating President Hassan and his family.
Is everything all right?
You tell me. Secretary Kanan tried to get a hold of me about 10 minutes ago on his private cell. I've been trying him ever since. He won't pick up.
Well, the secretary's tied up with the Joint Chiefs right now, Jack.
Do you know what he wanted to talk to me about?
Honestly, couldn't say. It could have been anything.
I don't think so. He knows we're conducting a sensitive evac. He called me during it. There's got to be some kind of a connection.
Well, I'll make sure he gets the message.
Mr. Weiss, I don't think you understand. I need to talk to Secretary Kanan now.
That's not possible.
What do you mean it's not possible?
We're dealing with an imminent terrorist attack on our soil. Just do your job and let us do ours.
All due respect, sir, I am doing my job. Hello? Hello? Son of a bitch just hung up on me.
He's under a lot of stress there, LR.
I don't give a... Agent O'Connor, stop. Start walking him back now. Something's not right. We're gonna head back to the UN, reassess there. Let's go.
Stand by, returning back.
President Hassan, I'm very sorry, but you're too exposed down here.
What do you think is right, Mr. Bala?
They've turned around.
How far are they?
About 100 yards.
Okay, take out as many as you can.
Jack pushes Hassan down behind a pile of pallets as all around them agents fall in the hail of high-velocity fire from the army unit.
President Hassan, you need to go. Now.
Now!
Jack covers Hassan as the president darts back up the tunnel to join his wife and daughter. Renee hurries away with the trio. One of the agents by the SUV engages in a firefight with the lead soldier. Finally, the agent falls. The armies start to advance along the corridor. Renee ushers the Hassans back up the tunnel. Jack takes cover next to Agent O'Connor.
Your orders are to stay with President Hassan. You need to go. I know what I have to do, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
You ready?
Ready.
Now!
They both leap up, firing back down the tunnel. Jack heads away back to join Renee and the Hassans. O'Connor and her few remaining agents are left maintaining a desperate last stand against the heavily armed stormtroopers.
See if you can get wide and outflank them. I'm going to try and draw them into a crossfire. Shoot only on my command. Engage!
One of the agents falls. O'Connor, handy with a machine gun, takes out a soldier. Another agent dies. The stormtroopers swarm up the tunnel. O'Connor breathes and then marches towards the soldiers, firing her pistol. Jack rejoins the Hassans.
Mr. President, we need to keep moving.
Sure, people are being slaughtered, Mr. Bala. We need to help them.
They're buying us the time we need. Don't let it be in vain. We need to go now.
Jack takes Hassan's arm and hurries him back towards safety. 5:46. End of part three. Rob Weiss leans nervously against a wall, deep in thought. He turns back to where Kanan still lies on the couch. Weiss checks his watch. Renee and Jack shepherd the Hassans.
Give me your weapons.
No.
I've been a soldier, Mr. Power. I can handle a gun. I'll fight with you.
Mr. President, my job is to protect you. You need to do what I say. Now go.
Okay, We have to keep moving.
Come on. We gotta go.
Kyla turns her ankle. Jack looks back to where the army's searchlights play on the wall.
Renee, we're not gonna make it. Take cover. Go, go!
Jack gets between a stack of pallets on the right while the others pull in behind oil drums on the left. Jack unwinds wires on a pair of devices.
I'm gonna head up the middle. As soon as I set these off, I want you to start firing. Doesn't matter if you hit anything, just make some noise. Mr. President?
Jack tosses Hassan a gun.
Take care of your family. You ready? Let's go.
Jack leaps out of cover. Renee takes up a position behind a drum. The troops are nearly on them. Jack lobs over a smoke grenade. Renee begins firing. Smoke fills the tunnel. Renee takes cover once more. The lead soldier signals to his men.
Grab this daughter, go! Move, move!
Two troopers head into the thick of the smoke. Jack picks them off.
Move, move, move!
Jack changes his position as Renee provides covering fire. On Jack's nod, she shoots at one of the snipers. Jack gets the man in his sights and kills him. More soldiers are still moving towards them. Jack lobs another smoke grenade. He beckons Renee over.
I'm gonna take the high ground. In about 5 seconds, start giving me cover fire, okay?
Jack slips away through the smoke and climbs onto a high pile of junk. Renee fires to cover him. She comes under heavy return fire. As Jack reloads his pistol, he is barged to the floor by one of the troopers. He falls spectacularly. Before the man can use his weapon, he is shot by Hassan. Another trooper rounds on Hassan, but Jack shoots him from where he lies.
Take the weapon off! Take the weapon off now! Now!
Hassan and Renee join as Jack hauls the black-clad figure down onto the floor and pulls off the man's balaclava.
Who are you?
You're making a huge mistake.
You're American. Why'd you attack us?
Because a dirty bomb will be detonated in New York unless we deliver Hassan to the terrorist.
What are you talking about?
A ransom to man has been made. Him for the bomb by 06:15 hours.
Jack glances up at Hassan.
Jack, that's less than 20 minutes.
Does the president know about this?
She's refusing to deal with the terrorists. This is General Brucker's operation.
Get up.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna get you to the street level, then I can make a phone call.
There's no time for that. This is on you now. You have to deliver Hassan to the terrorists.
I don't take orders from anybody but the President of the United States. Now move.
Jack hurries the wounded soldier away up the tunnel. Renee covers his back. Weiss again feels Kanan's pulse. Taryn sits in the cab of the white van, peering out nervously at a knot of police cars driving past where he's parked. Dahlia supports Kyla.
We need to keep moving.
President Taylor waits tensely. 5:57. At CTU, Dana gets up from her desk and walks away, pulling out her mobile.
Yes?
Why haven't I heard from you?
Because I don't know anything.
What does that mean? Are the Americans handing over Hassan or not?
The only information we have is that he's been transported to McGuire Air Force Base. We lost communication with the security detail about 20 minutes ago.
So President Taylor doesn't intend to give him up.
Samir, think for a minute. You use that bomb, you lose your leverage.
The president leaves me no choice. The blood will be on her hands.
Samir!
Samir ends the call to Dana and then calls out again. In the van, the nervous Taryn answers.
Taryn?
Yes.
President has not responded. Start the countdown.
You need to stay with the bomb. Make sure no one interferes with it. Terran, did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you.
Your name will never be forgotten, my friend. Your family will be honored above all others.
La'aisha el'aisha l'akhra.
La'aisha el'aisha l'akhra.
Taryn hangs up. He pauses for a moment. He then picks up a watch from his lap. Swallowing once, he presses a button. Red LED lights come on, reading 1500 on the device's timer in the rear. Taryn looks through. The device now reads 1455, 1454, 1453. Taryn turns back, looking down. He then closes his eyes and lays his head back. 6 a.m. The end.